We are going to start off in the United States, where U.S. President Barack Obama has once again laid responsibility for the government shutdown on Republicans.
Earlier this week, the Republican House of Representatives chose to shut down a government they don't like over a health care law that they don't like. Now, I've talked a lot about the real-world consequences of this shutdown in recent days. The services disrupted, the benefits delayed. The public servants kicked off the job without pay. But today, I want
to let Obama says he doesn't expect Congress to breach the deadline to increase the borrowing limit, as the standoff between Republicans and Democrats over the budget has led to a government shutdown, which has put 800,000 people out of work. He also said there are enough members in the House of Representatives who are ready to vote to reopen the government and to raise the credit limit without conditions. However, so far, the Republicans have refused to approve the budget and have conditioned the approval on a delay or defunding of Obama's health care law. The government is expected to hit its $16.7 trillion debt ceiling in mid-October. Failure to raise it could lead to the United States' first default ever. Well, to discuss that a bit further, and I'm joined with Mr. Brent Badowski, who is a columnist with the Hill newspaper. He's joining us live now from Washington. Mr. Badowski, as always, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how are you feeling at this point about this looming debt ceiling crisis that the United States is facing, apart from not only this government shutdown that we're currently in?
Well, on the government shutdown, it's a fiasco, it's ridiculous, and it's hurting people all over America. On the debt ceiling crisis, which is going to come to a head probably by October 17th, if the United States doesn't raise the debt ceiling by then, we will probably go into default by October 17th. That could precipitate a market crash, very big trouble in the American stock market, the American bond market, and markets around the world. What I expect to happen is the next few days are going to be more trouble, more argument, more conflict. And if this doesn't make any progress by Tuesday or Wednesday, we're going to start seeing some big trouble in the markets, probably by Wednesday, anticipating the trouble. I do agree that it is, in this case, the responsibility of the Republicans. President Obama and Democrats agreed to substantial budget cuts in the pending bill in return for the Republicans extending the debt ceiling and not shutting the government down. The inside story of what happened is the Republicans reneged on the deal. President Obama and Democrats will not compromise anymore. They've already made that compromise. Right now, we have a standoff. The American people are angry, and it's going to be very dangerous if we're sitting here Wednesday and we don't have action on raising the debt limit.
Mr. Badowski, I wanted to ask, though, you know, amongst all this partisan rhetoric we're hearing, is any politician, do you believe, Republican or Democrat, silly enough, if I may use that word, to think that they can go into a debt ceiling crisis and not resolve it and come out with it okay politically with the American people?
Well, they won't be okay with the American people if they don't resolve it, because if they don't resolve it and the United States goes into default by October 17th, there's going to be chaos in the markets in the United States and around the world, I would add. So the people right now are angry at everybody. They're more angry at Republicans, but they're angry at everybody in Washington. They're going to get more angry every day going into next week. And the answer is no. If they don't resolve this by October 17th, the United States will go into default. We will not be able to pay our bills. It will then trigger all kinds of ratings downgrades by the rating agencies, stock market and bond market trouble in the United States. And that will affect investors all over the world because other markets are tied to ours.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. Of course, we'll keep a close eye on that situation. That was Mr. Brent Badowski speaking to us live from Washington. We do appreciate your insights, sir.